NBC News presents the Excellent Educators Day. It's an exclusive look into the lives of some of Northumberland's best and brightest educators, including Lindsay Cashin, art teacher at Dale Road Public School. You have a really interesting history when it comes to teaching. Could you tell us how you got involved in teaching?
Quite simply because I loved school myself, and I actually was very fortunate to have some excellent educators who inspired me. So I started off my career in England. I did Teachers College in England to reconnect with my family there. I was born there and I wanted to reconnect with them, and did actually start my career in England until I moved to Canada permanently in 1999 and was hired then at the local Co-op of Pine Ridge in January of 99.
And did you start your career in Canada at Dale Road?
No, I did start initially in Baileyborough, South Monaghan, a school that's now closed. And the nature of teaching, I did move schools a few times, presently been at Dale Road for just over 10 years, I think.
Right, so a total of over 20 years you've been in education so far.
Yes, correct. It sounds forever.
That's amazing. Congratulations. And maybe you could tell us what you get out of the teaching experience.
Might start to cry. It really is seeing the growth in the kids. It's amazing what I see from September to June within a year. I feel like they become my own. But in regards to teaching, I love that the sort of teaching and learning. I have this mantra that we're always learning. And so it's about not only me teaching them, but them teaching me as well. It's a rewarding career for sure.
And of course, I have to ask this. What has changed because of the pandemic? I know in an earlier conversation we had, you had mentioned that you're an art teacher, but now you have to teach everything due to the pandemic. Can you explain that for our listeners?
Right. So I normally would teach art on Rotary, and then let's say our science teacher would teach science because, you know, we teach obviously better if we're passionate about a subject. Having to teach subjects that I don't feel comfortable and confident in, it's overwhelming. And it's a little bit scary and quite intimidating. Of course, all of those add to your workload, but it's not good for the kids either. They obviously will benefit from a teacher who is passionate about the subject. Therefore, you know, me teaching art is a bit of a live show when I'm up there passionate about something, or even math. I love my math too. So it's a bit of a different ballgame when I'm teaching something that I know a lot about and I'm confident in versus trying to learn the night before.
So has it maybe changed how you looked at maybe some students and how they learn, and maybe helped you to adapt some of those practices because of the pandemic into other ways that you teach in the future?
Absolutely. Try to always put myself in the student's shoes, but absolutely in regards to the pandemic, how they learn in regards to each subject and how, you know, we have our strengths and weaknesses in each subject, always trying to be aware of that. But with the pandemic and the online learning, I think that's been really a struggle for me, and therefore observing that in the children, not ideal for many students. That being said, like all things, there are students who are engaged and loving and who are benefiting from the online. So I don't want to take away from those kids in which, you know, some kids are very timid in the classroom and they're gaining a little bit more confidence by the online.
Now, when it comes to challenges, maybe that is your biggest challenge. But, you know, I understand in this last year, you faced something else. Are you willing to share with us about that?
Absolutely, yes. I went in for a little surgery, turned into a bigger surgery, and then ultimately turned out that I had cancer. And so I did end up having to have some chemotherapy, and I have been off on medical leave since September. But the best news about it is I am recovering, and I hope and wish to be back into the classroom shortly. Who knows when that will be, but hopefully sooner rather than later.
Well, we're just so happy to hear that you're on the uptick of this and that you're doing so well and that you're so positive about getting back into it. But of course, take your time because health is number one and you can't teach if you don't have your health. So just stick to your plan right now. That's amazing. You'll get back to it. We're not worried about that. And we're just so happy you're doing well.
Absolutely, Jenny. I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah, you don't have anything if you don't have your health. Better at giving advice than taking advice, let's say. But I do know that I need to be at my best in order to give my best, but I won't push it.
Well, you know, that kind of segues into my next question. What advice would you have for people interested in teaching?
Well, you have to be passionate about it. It is absolutely a challenging career. I wouldn't say it's gotten any easier over my time. If anything, it becomes more challenging. Education is one of those things that's always changing, but it's always going to be needed, even with technology at our fingertips. So if you're passionate about it, stick with it, because there's a lot of times that I know newer teachers are wanting to give up and say, that's it. But if you stick with it, it really is worth it. Seeing kids grow, knowing that you've made a difference, and seeing these kids that I've taught early days in their now 20s and 30s, it warms your heart.
That must be so incredible. I can't even imagine. I know I've gone back and seen some of my teachers over the years, and it's just always such an amazing feeling to see them. So I can't imagine being on the other side of that. How cool.
It is cool, yeah. And sometimes a little bit overwhelming.
I bet. Oh, and, you know, I always like to ask people this. It doesn't necessarily have to do with your career, but it could be. But who inspires you at the end of the day?
One of the reasons that I got into education is because I was fortunate to have some really great teachers. And I remember my early days of schooling in England, in elementary school, Mr. Oldfield, who was a teacher that made such an impression on me that each time I'd return to England for a vacation, I would visit with him. He was just one of those people that really cared. And then when it came to Canada, I had a number of great teachers. And I hate to name people, but I will name a few. Miss Drury was an incredible music teacher at the West High School at the time, and she stood out to me quite simply again because she cared, and you know, she made me feel like a person rather than a student or just another number. And Mr. Tuttle, who ended up being my first boss, he was my grade 8 teacher, and he ended up being my first employee when I gained my first job at South Monaghan.
How neat is that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So what about your everyday life? Is there someone that inspires you to just keep going every day? And maybe you want to talk about that.
You know what? Again, I pull inspiration from so many places, but I really pull inspiration from my friends and the people around me who, when you see them do great things, it inspires me to want to be a better person as well.
I love that. That means you have so many great people in your life, and there's nothing wrong with that. I love that.
I'm very blessed for that.
Well, that totally makes sense. One last question. What accomplishment are you most proud of?
Oh, gosh. I guess, jeepers. That is a tough question. you know, at the end of the day, if I've made a good meal and I've had some exercise, I feel accomplished.
I love that. It's true. We're all feeling that way these days, especially.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that answer. I love that. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
I feel blessed, like I said, that I have a lovely community that I live in. And I love the small town feel. I love Coburg. I love that it's by the lake. And I'm thankful that I get to, you know, work and live in this small town community.
I couldn't agree more. I love that.
Yeah.
So there's something that maybe some people don't know about you, that you like to walk in the rain, but you have a word for that I had no idea about. Maybe you could share with us what your favorite thing to do.
Yes, and it's walk in the rain, and to be honest, it's probably known by most people that know me, and it's called a pluviophile. And it is a trait in the family. My dad loves to walk in the rain. My brother loves to walk in the rain. And quite simply, I don't know whether it connects us to our home, our British home, because we know that it likes to rain in England. But it is something that I just feel so relieved and cleansed about after I finish a walk in the rain. It's like a shower for the earth and just so refreshing. It makes me feel so alive.
I love that. And you talked about your family a lot during this interview. And, you know, obviously a lot of struggles in the last year, and you know, maybe you want to talk about their support throughout a pandemic and how that's worked.
Actually, has been a little bit of a struggle because my dad, who lives up the road, has his own health issues, and he sort of depends on me. So I've been trying to be a caregiver to both him and myself. Unfortunately, he is not able to drive, so it has really been a challenge at times to manage both of us. My brother is in the city, so I don't see him as much as I'd like to, but he is usually here on weekends to help out. And my mom actually passed away just over 2 years ago. So it's been just the small little family here, because family in England who have been super supportive via social media and, you know, FaceTime and such are not actually present in my day, but they are present in my day, if you know what I mean.
No, that's really good. And I'm so glad that you have your dad just down the road, because I think that is so important for the healing process.
Well, absolutely. But I shouldn't negate the fact that I have many friends who are like family to me, and I do get looked after. So I would also like to say my chosen family, shout out to them, because, you know, I don't know where I'd be without my friends. So thanks
to
them.
I totally believe that. Thank you for adding that in. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much, Lindsay, for joining us today for Excellent Educators Day here at NBC. In this ever-changing world of ours, you have been a constant in our children's lives, and we thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. I appreciate that. I appreciate your kind words.
Thank you so much. Take care.